An RCMP forensic specialist was asked why some analysis of evidence might not have been carried out as the first-degree murder trial of Zachary Armitage and James Lee Bush continued in BC Supreme Court on Wednesday. In particular, defense lawyer Ryan Drury questioned Corporal Kim Sarson, who was on the stand for a fifth straight day, about conducting handwriting analysis on a note found on a computer desk in the Metchison home of 60-year-old Martin Payne. The note read, "What is your pins for cards?" Drury said. Payne's body was found in his home in July 2019 after Armitage and Bush escaped from William Head Minimum Security Prison, about 8 kilometers away. Armitage and Bush both deny being involved in the murder. Sarson said she raised the subject of handwriting analysis with a detective. "As far as I know, it was not done," she said. She said the note appeared to be different than other handwriting samples found nearby. As a result, Payne was not ruled out as the person who wrote the note, Drury said. When asked if the note raised a suspicion of a robbery to her, Sarson said the only thing she knew for sure was a body had been located. Drury, representing Bush, also asked about items found in the garage, among them duct tape, tool handles and a hatchet, bearing some similarity to items found in the home. Sarson said they were not unusual to see in what was a workshop area and they were not singled out. It was noted during Sarson's testimony that two fingerprints from Armitage were found in the home and none were found from Bush. Armitage's fingerprints were on the note from the computer desk and on a duct tape dispenser, where a palm print was also found. Payne's body, found in the master bedroom's ensuite bathroom, had duct tape on the right forearm and right leg. Prints from both men were found in Payne's truck, which was abandoned in Oak Bay. West Shore RCMP Const. Megan Gruel told the court she was the exhibit officer at the home, meaning she labeled and bagged items officers had chosen ahead of her. "She went through 12 separate scenes, or series of items," Gruel said. Items from the home were introduced in the courtroom, with Gruel wearing gloves to remove them from evidence bags to show them to the jury. They included a saw, the duct tape dispenser, two axe handles and a pair of running shoes. The trial continues today. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com.